Time for Open Line is brought to you through a donation from Stelling Enterprises, serving Dillingham for over 30 years with auto repair, gasoline, and tires, located on Wood River Road at 842-2241.
Those things said on Open Line are the views of the caller and don't reflect the views of KDLG staff, management, or board of directors. Calling us anytime at all. Open Line is next.
Anytime at all. Anytime at all. Anytime at all. All you gotta do is call and I'll be there. Anytime at all. All you gotta do is go and I'll be there.
And good morning. Today is September 16th. That's a Tuesday. And a bit rainy out there right now. And light winds out of the east right now, 2 to 5 miles per hour. And 51 degrees. So it's a little cool, a little rainy. Just one of them fall days. All right, let's get to the phone calls. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning, Rob. I'll say happy birthday to Danielle Dublin, to Biddy Jane Bonin. This is from Stanley Beans in South Nashville. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. David Smith, if you by any chance listening to the radio birthday thing, could you please call Mike Troyakuk at 289-1314? He wants you to call Mike. Mike wants you to call him. Thank you, everybody. Good morning.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Hello. I'd like to say happy birthday to my dad, Carl W. Vaughn, and to Marilyn Itakamala, coming from the Vaughn family. I'd like to say hi to Boss and Carol and Kitch, and hi to Nick and Kitch, and hi to Roger and White Mountain, Ernie and Leavelock, and Nels Berry and Togak, and hi to Mickey and Sophie and Nish to come from Melbourne. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Hi. I'm Nick Anujic to Carl W. Yvonne, also to Marilyn Yitak, Bernice Toyakuk, Nicole Gloco, Michelle Gerhardt, Mimi John, also to Brett Mochin, and happy belated birthday to my sister Blanche for yesterday. And this is coming from modern family. If you guys are listening, enjoy your birthday. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. Happy birthday to Jaden Gloco, coming from the small family. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning on Open Line.
Hi, a special birthday wish going out to my sister Marilyn Itakmora. Happy birthday, much. We love you. Coming from Deanna, Marcus, and Keegan. Also to Nicole and Carl W. Yvonne. Thanks.
You're welcome. Good morning on Open Line.
Yes, good morning. I would like to wish Marilyn Itakmora a very happy birthday today. Happy birthday, Marilyn, and enjoy your day, even though it's raining. And it's coming from Lorna. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Is this radio station?
Yes, this is KDLG.
Okay. I want to wish my dearest daughter-in-law, Togak, happy birthday. Bernice, Love you and many more. Happy birthday, and many more. Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on open line.
Good morning. Yeah, I want to wish Carl W. Warren Malakur happy birthday. Happy birthday, Carl. From Paul Tractor and Alexander and Paul Townsend. Have many of my birthdays. Enjoy your day, Carl. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good morning on open line.
What car up?
Oh, are you staying dry on this Hyperion?
Yes, Hyperion, and still haven't learned a month yet?
Oh, not quite.
Okay, it must be Amiravik, right?
Yes.
Do you have the paper with you?
Yes.
Amiravik 16, 2014. Amir Kanu Director to Maryland, Itak Maria. Carl W. Ivan, Jaitlin Glocko, Nico Glocko, and my nephew here in Togiak, Richard, known as Timuchchihta Sears, and Dale T. Togiak, and Bernice and Toyokak from Jimmy G. Arknakek. You're doing a good job. Keep it up and let the phones come ringing.
All right, Jimmy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Good morning on open line.
Yes, I'd like to set a birthday wish going out to my uncle, Carl W. Ivan in Manicota, coming from Judy, Carl, and family. Happy birthday and many more years to come, and also to Bernice Toyokak in Togiak, Nicole Glocko, and Maren. Happy birthday, Kutinahto Kunamuk, coming from Judy I and family. Bubu, call me on my landline, not cell phone. Cell phone always be cutting off. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning on open line.
Good morning. A very special birthday wish going out to Bernice Bubu Toyokak in Togiak from Lillian, Sammy, Matthew, and Ryland, and happy birthday to Nicole and Marilyn and whoever's having a birthday. Enjoy it safely. Happy birthday, Ktarmaktur Luton Pupur Niskuvat. And enjoy, Guyana. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, and we have two open lines available here. You can get on open line 842-1670 or 800-478-5354. Good morning on open line.
Hi, I'd like to wish my sister Dolly Togiak a happy birthday and to Marilyn Itakmora. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, and got two lines open again. And just to note for our listeners, there is going to be a change to open line. Open line is going to go to a half hour Monday through Thursday. Fridays will be an hour. And this is just due to the lack of calls we've been getting on open line over the last 8 or so months. And yeah, social media and other things out there, just not being used as much anymore. So anyway, it's going to start at 11 o'clock at its normal time and run through 11:30. And we'll put the weather and job opportunities and that stuff after that half hour, as long as we get the calls. So it's 11:16 and still have about 42 minutes to go in the program. Give us a call. 842-1670. Okay, and I guess this this change is going to take effect next Monday. So it's September 22nd. Good morning on open line.
Just would like to say happy birthday to Janelle Dopkins of King Simon or Naknek, and say good morning to Larry Gallen and Lena Miller down the hill. Love you, Miller. Bye.
Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. I'd like to say happy anniversary to my special mommy and daddy up in Klickinick, Natalia and William Larson. Coming from your daughter, Sandra, in the block. I love and miss you guys. Later. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Hi. This is Verla. I'd like to wish Daniil a happy birthday for today. Coming from Verla. And hang on. Okay, that's fine.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Hi. Good morning. I would like to make a very special birthday wishes going out to my daughter, Marilyn, and to Dolly Togiak, and to my slim Mahak, Nicole, Brett, and to everyone that's having a birthday. Thank you. Bye.
Alrighty. Bye-bye. And we've got two open lines here. Call in. Let's see. City of Aleknagik is going to have a city council special meeting on Tuesday, September 23rd. And that'll be at 6 p.m. at City Hall. All meetings are open to the public and everyone is welcome to attend. And let's see here. Also up in Aleknagik, they're going to have a floatplane road naming and ribbon cutting ceremony. And you're invited by the mayor, council, staff to come and join them. And there's going to be quite a few people there with the mayor, the council, the staff, project affiliates. And that's celebrating the completion and naming of the floatplane road. And the name of it in memoriam of John Tugaduk Sr. They're going to have cookies and punch and at the celebration, and that'll be held on this Thursday, September 18th at 2 p.m. And that'll be at the Floatplane Road on South Shore at Aleknagik. Good morning on Open Line.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to say happy birthday to Daniil Dopkins up there in King Simon. Have a good one, Daniil, and hope the kiddos bake you cake. Okay. Good morning, Glenn, too. All right. Have a good one, Rob.
Thank you. You too.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. And we'll get another call. Good morning on Open Line.
Hi, good morning. I would like to say happy birthday to Bernice Toya Cook for today, and it's coming from Josephine, Brenna, and Moses. Happy birthday, Bernice. Hope you enjoy your day today. Okay, bye.
All right. Good morning on Open Line. Hello, you're on Open Line.
Good morning, KDLG.
Good morning.
I would like to send out a special birthday wish to my grandson, and that's to Brett Molchen, who is 5 years old today. I love you, Brett. Grandma loves you always. Happy birthday to you. Okay, love you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, and we have two lines open here. The American Heritage Girls is a faith-based nonprofit scouting organization. It offers a character development program for girls ages 5 to 18. This is done through whole group and small group activities, badge work, and community service. If you are a girl and or parent ready to join, you can call Shireen Nunn at 843-0627 for pre-registration. American Heritage Girls will hold a parent night Tuesday, September 16th, that's tonight, from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Dillingham Bible Fellowship on Cessna Drive. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. I would like to wish my nephew, Richard Sayers, over at Togak, happy birthday, and may God grant you many more wonderful birthdays to come, and also to Carl W. Yvonne and Dolly Togak from Donatim Chowie, and Little Mark Josephina Lane Jenkins from Manicota Heights. And good morning to my oldest brother, Jimmy Jerknetek, over at Togak, Sally Williams, and everybody else. Okay, you're doing a great job. Keep it
Thank
up.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning, you're on Open Line.
Yeah, good morning. How's everything in Dillingham?
Wet.
Same here, leave along, nice and wet.
Yeah. Rivers are coming up.
I wish a lady down there in King Salmon named the Mischief One, better known as Danielle Dawkins down there in King Salmon someplace, happy birthday to her, and I hope she's having a wonderful day, that Mischief One, and the Icemanty Bum too, and Wani Wani, and all the crew down that way, and the old Stanley over there in the South Nactics, and George and Annie, and all the rest of the gang up that way. And everybody have a nice day out there. Stay dry. You have to keep up the good work on Open Line for our listeners out here.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Hello, good morning. We'd like to wish a very, very special happy fifth birthday to my Bietti, Brit Moch, and God bless you with many more, my Bietti. We love you very much. And it's coming with lots of love from Marilyn, Shayna, Julia, Raina, Mark, Matthew, Boo Boo, Amber, Ariel, and Brit. And also a very special happy birthday to everyone that shares my birthday, especially to Carl W. Yvonne, Dolly Tinker, Joseph Cooley Jr., and to Nicole Glocko. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Have a good day. Good morning on Open Line.
Hey, good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm good, Dorothy. How are you doing?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Hey, I have a poem I would like to read for our dear friend Toadie, who left us a year ago for a better place. If words could describe how much we love and miss you, they have already been said. If tears could build a bridge between us, we would now be holding hands. If only pain and loss were to guide us, we would be forever lost. Yes, we keep moving forward and trust that you are now in God's hands, a much better place than where we are, and look forward to seeing you again. For Toadie, from all of your family and friends. Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome. Very nice.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Well, and we have two open lines here, 842-1670, 800-478-5354. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Hi. Good morning. This is nice to be able to get on the radio with a few tries. Today, I'd like to send out a very, very special happy birthday to my daughter, Natasha Marino, who is my fifth daughter, who just turned 12 today. Happy birthday, babe. This is coming from your four older sisters, Serena, Diana, Katrina, and Melinda. Also from your nephew, Jacob, and Tierra, Gusty, your Atata in New Halen, who's probably really busy. And there's lots of special people that are having a special day today. Today, my sister and her husband having an anniversary, Natalia and William Larson. Even my cousin Sophie Noden and Fred Nelson. Congratulations is in order. Alicia and the new Grandma Renee, congratulations. And the great-great-grandma, Amal Betty, and her mom, a great-great-Amal. Okay, and even Emma Wesley in Tokak is a newly grandma today. So many special things are going on today. Again, happy anniversary to all of you. Congratulations to all that are newly grandmas and all the birthdays that I missed today. I know Chickie Carlson's birthday at Chickie McPay. Happy birthday, Chickie. Happy birthday to everyone that I missed. Again, happy, very, very special happy birthday going out to my baby who just turned 12. She thought she was going to be 13, but she's going to be 12, thank God. Okay, I'm going to say hi to my Auntie Mary in Noosduyahawk, my friend, my best cousin in Portage Creek, Burmy, and my bestest friend in Noosduyahawk, Sophia Alexi, Arlene at Manicotic, Anisha, Masa, I hope I didn't forget anybody. Okay, thank you very much. You have yourself a nice day. I'm going to say hi to my brother Charlie at the clinic. I know he's up there. And all you ladies at the clinics down the villages, collect yourself, be strong. You're ready for the next day. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Good morning, Open Line. I'd like to wish my granddaughter, Nicole Glocko, a very happy birthday. This is coming from your grandma, Annie, and may God grant you many more. And happy birthday to anybody who's having a birthday today or anniversary. And may God grant them many more. Hold on.
Morning. I'd like to wish my granddaughter, Nicole Glocko, a very happy birthday today. And may God grant her many more. And may you have a wonderful day. And whoever else is having a birthday today, may you have a wonderful day too. And anybody else that's having an anniversary today, may you guys have a wonderful day. Good morning, and thank you, Joanna.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. I would like to wish a happy birthday to Nicole Glocko. This is coming from Elena and her daughter, Eva Marie. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, two open lines here. We are going to take a break here and go into job opportunities.
Delta Western Fuel is proud to sponsor Job Opportunities, a local company offering residential heating fuel and commercial deliveries of diesel, gasoline, marine, and aviation fuels. Delta Western, Alaska's petroleum distributor.
This is Pat calling from the Bristol Bay Job Center. Today I'd like to highlight some Dillingham job openings. BB&A has openings for a Community Development Program Manager, Head Start Transportation Coordinator, Caseworkers, Infant Toddler Learning Center Teacher, Custodian, Tribal Energy Program Manager, and Family Violence Prevention Division Manager. The City of Dillingham has openings for Heavy Equipment Operator, Library Aide, Police and Correction Officers. The Dillingham City School District has an opening for Instructional Aide. Grandma's House has openings for On-Call Caregivers. Hope Community Resources has openings for Individual Support Specialist. KDLG has openings for a program director and for part-time announcers. Nooshkak Cooperative has openings for a telephone technician, network services supervisor, construction supervisor, and electric operations manager. Penn Air has openings for a station agent and customer service agent. SAFE has openings for a residential advocate, on-call advocate, and MySpace advocate. The Southwest Region School District has an opening for maintenance foreman. The State Department of Commerce has an opening for a local government specialist. The State Department of Health and Social Services has an opening for a public health nurse. The State Department of Transportation has an opening for an office assistant. The UAF Bristol Bay Campus has an opening for a vocational career technical coordinator. The U.S. Postal Service has openings for a mail processing clerk and sales associate. And Vitus Energy as an opening for terminal manager, delivery truck driver. The Bristol Bay Job Center now has high-speed internet access for your job search needs. For information on job openings, help with applications, resumes, or interview preparation, visit the Bristol Bay Job Center on Wood River Road or call 842-5579. And outside Dillingham, call 1-800-478-5579 or visit our website at jobs.alaska.gov. Thank you very much and have a good day.
Job Opportunities was sponsored by Delta Western, supplying local communities for over 20 years with fuels, petroleum products, and service. Delta Western, Alaska's petroleum distributor.
Good morning on Open Line.
Hi, I'd like to say happy birthday to my cousin Bernie Toyota. Comes from Disney, Green, and family, also from Frank, Levitican family. Happy birthday, boo boo. We hope you have a great day. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Hello, I'd like to say happy anniversary to my mom and dad, Natty and Willie Larson. And wish them many more years. We love you. Have a good day.
All right, and we have two open lines available here. City of Aleknagik has got two vacancies for their City of Aleknagik Advisory Planning Committee, and it performs functions of planning, plotting, and zoning. The committee will meet at least six times a year and serve a three-year term of office. To qualify, you must be a resident for the past 12 months and registered voter of Aleknagik. If you're interested in serving on the Planning Commission or Planning Committee, you can send your letter of interest to the City of Aleknagik, P.O. Box 33, Aleknagik 99555. If you have any questions, need more information, you can get a hold of the city office at 842-5953. And the Department of Education, special education monitors, have canceled the monitoring for this week here in Dillingham. So the public meeting that was scheduled for tonight at 6 p.m. has been canceled. The Dillingham Arts Council is going to meet tonight at 5:15 in the Aleknagik building across the road from AC here in Dillingham, and that's in the Adult Learning Center. They're setting the calendar of events for this season, approving a budget, and electing new officers. Now is the time for those interested to come and get involved. If you have any questions, you can call Mary Ann at 842-3220. And let's see here. Someone has found a small black Chihuahua mixed puppy in the Nurka subdivision area. Has a blue collar. If it's your dog, you can get a hold of 843-0845. Again, that number is 843-0845. That's for a small black Chihuahua mix puppy found in the Nurka subdivision area. Okay, it's 11:34 and we still have no calls. So I am going to take a break here and we will go into the weather. So, like usual, we'll start off with the Bristol Bay area and start with the forecast for today. Patchy morning fog, scattered showers this morning, then a steady rain developing in the afternoon. Highs in the 50s, southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with local gusts to 35 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, periods of rain, lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s, and east winds 10 to 25 miles per hour with local gusts to 40 miles per hour. Tomorrow, rain likely, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s, east winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with local gusts to 35 miles per hour in the morning. For tomorrow night, light rain likely in the evening, then scattered showers after midnight. Lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s, and northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, highs in the mid-50s and northeast and north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, lows of 45 to 55. For the Unalakleet area, forecast for today, cloudy, isolated rain showers, highs in the mid to upper 50s, and southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, isolated rain showers, lows in the mid to upper 40s, and southeast winds 5 to 15 miles per hour. For Wednesday, tomorrow, mostly cloudy, isolated rain showers, highs in the lower to mid 50s, and east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tomorrow night, cloudy, lows in the 40s, northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly cloudy, isolated rain showers, highs in the mid to upper 50s, and northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Okay, if you're heading over to Anchorage, forecast for today, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, highs in the mid-50s to lower 60s. Southeast winds to 15 miles per hour, except 15 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts to 35 miles per hour along the Turnagain Arm. Tonight, mostly cloudy, chance of showers, lows in the mid-40s to lower 50s, with variable winds 10 miles per hour, except southeast 20 to 35 miles per hour along the Turnagain Arm and higher elevations. For tomorrow, cloudy, chance of rain, highs in the 50s, northeast winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, except southeast 25 to 40 miles per hour along the Turnagain Arm and higher elevations. Now looking at the marine weather forecast for the Bristol Bay area, today east southeast winds 15 to 25 knots, rain, patchy fog with seas 3 to 5 feet. Tonight, east to southeast winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming south to southeast after midnight, with rain, seas 4 to 5 feet. For tomorrow, variable winds 5 knots or less, rain likely mainly before 1 p.m., with seas around 3 feet. Tomorrow night, north winds 5 to 10 knots, chance of showers, seas 1 to 2 feet. And on Thursday, north winds 10 to 15 knots, scattered showers, seas around 2 feet. For Port Hyde to Cape Sarachev, today southeast winds 10 to 20 knots, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Can expect some rain and seas around 4 feet. Tonight, west to northwest winds 15 to 20 knots. Showers likely, mainly after 1 a.m. Patchy fog, seas 4 to 6 feet. For tomorrow, northwest winds around 20 knots. Showers likely, patchy fog, seas around 7 feet. Tomorrow night, northwest winds around 20 knots, scattered showers, seas around 6 feet. And for Thursday, northwest winds around 20 knots, showers likely, seas 5 to 7 feet. And tonight's sunset coming up at 8:54, and tomorrow's sunrise happening at 8:06. Next tides, the tides here, starting with the Naknek River. Low tide at 4:48 this afternoon with minus 0.6 feet. And then a high tide, 10:38, this evening, 23.6 feet of water. For the Nooshogak, low tide at 4:10 this afternoon, minus 0.4 feet. And then a high tide, 10:37 this evening, with 20.6 feet of water. And currently, we have here at the KDLG studios, 51 degrees still. And winds are now up to about 10 miles per hour out of the east-southeast. Barometer is at 29.50 in mercury, and it is falling. And let's see here. Let's see what some temperatures are around the Bristol Bay area currently. See if there's one area better than the other. Okay, so the flight service here in Dillingham is showing light rain here with 50 degrees and winds out of the northeast at 7 miles per hour. Igigik with the most wind right now, they are showing southeast winds 16 gusting to 23 with 52 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. Igiagik at mostly cloudy skies 51 degrees with winds out of the east at 12 miles per hour. King Salmon, light rain, fog, and mist, 49 degrees, with winds out of the east at 9 miles per hour. Port Ellsworth, mostly cloudy, 50 degrees, northeast winds at 9 miles per hour. Togiak Airport, showing overcast, it's 48 degrees, and winds out of the northeast at 6 miles per hour. All right, so that's the kind of current conditions right now across the Bristol Bay area. So, all right, it's 11:40, and still no calls. So, we'll listen to announcement.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Good morning on Open Line.
Hey, good morning there, Rob. How you doing?
Okay, Glenn, how you doing?
Oh, not too bad. I was calling to, I think I owe an apology to some of the EMS guys, the firemen and a couple of the cops. Out here on our property, we periodically burn. And sometime it looked like, honest to God, the house was on fire.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, tires, 30, 40 years of stuff, you know.
Oh, trying to clean up.
Burnable stuff that we didn't want to take to the dump and didn't have a truck to do it and figured, oh, shoot. But anyhow, the whole shebang showed up and the fire trucks and ambulances. And the thing was, we didn't call for the service. Although they came and everything, we sure appreciate it. We sure do. This town is full of helpful people that really deserve a pat on the back instead of getting hollered at.
Right. And yeah, maybe letting the police department know if you're going to do a big burn.
Sure. I think that was the big thing. I had talked with the chief on this. And, you know, in Anchorage, I visit my brother quite a bit. He lives right off Tudor Road. And that is the most busiest thoroughfare when it comes to EMS responders. There's just full of fire trucks and ambulances all day sometimes. But anyhow, what I noticed with the fire department is their fire department coordinator or chief is the first one to respond. He get there and help determine and use the ABCs of fires, which I call the assessment. And then you go on to the B, and that's to broadcast and bring in the assets. And the C is to coordinate them when they get there. I think the big thing is determining whether or not there's an emergency. Sometimes it's a big, all it could have took was one of the cops or the chief to order the stand down. That simple. I think it's kind of like on Die Hard, the movie. That poor guy was way up 80 stories high and he looked down and everybody turned around, the ambulances, I remember. But whether or not the stand down is electronic or issued by a responder on the site, it's sure a crucial part of our EMS service development, I think, to make it up to that point.
Yep.
I just wanted to apologize. A lot of these guys I didn't even know. I've never seen before in my life. But that's what help is all about, and being a good Samaritan is you don't even know the person that you're trying to save, and I recognize that. So I'm sorry for those guys that got chewed out a little bit, because I think even the fire chief was raising her voice, and that was kind of rude, I think, you know.
All but, right.
Anyhow, we sure appreciate it, Rob. We thank you for letting the service still exist.
All right. Well, have a good day, Glenn.
You too.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Yeah, I guess good time to say thank you to all those men and women out there that are willing to volunteer to come to our help, and especially, you know, false calls as well. But they are there, and they do it with that volunteerism. So we want to give them a big, big thank you. Good morning. You're on Open Line.
Oh, good morning, Open Line 23 personnel and all those listeners in Norton and Bristol Bay. As long as you do job opportunities to weather, trading post, and public announcements after 11:30, I suppose it'll work. Big hello to Alvin, Big Al, Yvonne, and family, including all his friends who can hear this. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. A special very happy birthday going out to my sister, Marilyn. Happy birthday, Mosh. Also, happy birthday to Brett. Happy birthday, Brett. Also, happy birthday going out to Bernice Toya Cook, Carl W. Vaughn, Nicole Glocko, and also happy birthday to Dolly Toya coming from Brenda Mox in Boobly. Wait, hold on.
Happy birthday, Bwat Bwat, coming from Nani. Thanks, bye.
You're welcome. All right, we have two open lines here, and we got a call. Good morning on Open Line.
Morning. How are you doing down there today?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Doing fine, thank you. Well, I'd like to wish Anik and Pam Chuck and Jack Cook a happy birthday today. Enjoy your day today, Anik, and also to Rita Tashalik. Enjoy your day also. And whoever else is having a birthday today, happy birthday. And whoever is having happy anniversary. And also, like I said, to Lauren Olson down there in Dillingham, you have a good day, Lauren. And to everybody else down in Dillingham, Bristol Bay Area, and hope you all have a nice day. And everybody in Norton Sound. All right, thank you. You have a good day. And say hello to Tonisha at the school district. All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. I forgot to wish Jalen Gleason a happy birthday. Happy birthday, JD, coming from Brenda. Hold on. Also, happy birthday to Mimi John. Happy birthday, Mim. Okay, thanks. Bye.
You're welcome. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. This is Jane Gottschalk. I want to wish my sister-in-law a belated happy birthday. For yesterday, and that's Alan Itukmalra. And I'd like to thank everybody and the community for all their support and prayer for my brother Mike. And just want to let everybody know that he's making improvements. Again, thank you.
Oh, that's good to hear.
Thanks.
All right, Jane.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Yes, I'd like to say good morning to my cousin J-Dub over there somewhere. How's your head today, J-Dub? Is your hair growing back? Mine is. Bye.
All right, 11:48. We got 10 minutes left here in the program. And a few more announcements here. There's going to be a pre-submission public hearing for a petition for legislative review of an annexation to the city of Dillingham. And that's going to be on September 24th at 6 p.m. The meeting will take place at the Dillingham City Hall. Copies of the petition summary can be found at City Hall or online at www.dillinghamak.us. Good morning, you're on Open Line.
I'd like to say happy birthday to my youngest daughter, Natasha Anisha Lynn Marino. She's 12 years old today. I hope you have a good one.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Let's see. The Manicotic Wellness Program, they're going to have a meeting here. It's for all Manicotic High School students. It's a meeting of the youth to form a youth wellness committee on September 17th at 4 p.m. at the high school. Students are invited to attend, and that's come one, come all. Now, again, that's on Wednesday, September 17th, 4 p.m. at the Manicotic Village office. Oh, okay, it's going to be at the Manicotic Village office in Manicotic, and that's sponsored by the Manicotic Wellness Program. And let's see here. The Dillingham Quilters Guild is meeting for sewing classes on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. That's going to be September 26th through the 28th. And that's to make purses, aprons, and gift boxes. If you're interested in joining or just socializing, you can give them a call at 842-39174 for more information. All right, and still no calls here, so we're going to take a little break.
The 23rd annual Tony's Run is Sunday, September 21st, the first Sunday after moose season ends. But I would walk 500 miles, and I would walk 500 more. A 5K, 10K, half marathon, or marathon course await you to walk, run, roll, or volunteer. Details and registration are at raceroster.com. Registration closes Friday, September 19th at 5 p.m. The potluck is at the downtown fire hall from 3 to 6:30 p.m., and shirts will be for sale there for $15. If you need help, you can call Lisa at SAFE at 842-2320. See you at Tony's Run.
All right, and we have two open lines here. The Dillingham Invitational Cross Country Meet is going to be held this Saturday, September 20th, starting at 11 o'clock. Several schools from the Bristol Bay area are attending, and the location is next to the Kanakanak Hospital. It's on the left side, and they are welcoming everyone to come watch the race and support all the athletes from Bristol Bay. And the Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation is holding a 2014 Walk for Life in South Naknek on Saturday, September 20th. The walk will begin at 12 noon. It will start at the South Naknek Community Hall, and participants will walk to the Diamond Sea Hill. And that's probably a building, but anyway, that's what it says. For more information, you can call 246-6628. Good morning, you're on open line.
Yes, hi, good morning. I'd like to wish a very special, special little boy, Tristan Gumluchbuck, a very special happy birthday today, second birthday. That's coming from Appa and Grandma, Appa and Amma at Nustu. We love you very much. Tristan, may God grant you many more years. And another one to Minty from the Ascook family. Happy birthday, Minty. And to everyone that's having a birthday, happy birthday and anniversaries. Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Yes, you're on open line. Yes,
okay, I'd like to say happy birthday to Tristan from West Honeybun and family. Hope you have a wonderful day. He's a cute little boy. And happy birthday to Minty. Minty, I hope you have a wonderful day, okay, from West Honeybun and family. Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Good. No one there. All right, let's see. Let's take a look at the trading post here, find out what we have on there right now. Someone's looking to buy Braylers, 907-233-4033. Again, that's 907-233-4033. Someone is looking to buy blueberries and huckleberries, 842-1529, this number on that. And for sale, a 36-inch by 24-inch steel wood stove. And 450 on that stove, 843-2500 is the number on that. And then for sale, a queen-size mattress. It's brand new, $300 or best offer. And you can call 842-5460. And that's all the items we have in the trading post. If you have something that you would like to sell, trade, give away, you can call us here at KDLG 5281, or you can call email us at info@kdlg.org, or you can fax it to us at 842-5645, and we will be happy to put that on the trading post for you and read it a couple times a day. Okay, still a couple lines open here. Let's see, City of Dillingham public meeting here. There's a couple for the rest of the month. City Council will be holding a meeting on Wednesday, September 24th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers. And that's a public hearing to present the annexation petition. The Library Advisory Board is going to meet on Saturday, September 27th. It's a workshop, and it'll be at 9 a.m. at the library. And then there's a School Facility Committee meeting on Wednesday, September 17th at 12:15 at City Hall. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. Happy birthday. A very special happy birthday to Malnok. Happy birthday, Malnok. Thank you for the very good text you send me when I need them the most. Love you always, Malnok. And also happy birthday to Boo Boo. Happy birthday, Boo Boo. And happy birthday to Too Yummy. Happy birthday to Yummy. And happy birthday to Sun. And happy birthday to, wow, there's lots of birthdays. Happy birthday, Jadlin. Bernice Toy Cup. Marvin and Carl W., Nicole, Brett. Happy birthday, you guys. Happy birthday, Mike. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have about a minute and a half left here. Get another call in. But we have no calls. Oh, here we go. Good morning on Open Line.
Good morning. I just wanted to remind everybody that the Senior Center Recycling Aluminum Program that's run to help with programs for the Senior Center, I just said that they're running short on aluminum for the van that gets shipped out on the 20th. So anyone who wants to bring up aluminum this week and put it, help put it in the van, that they need to get it all loaded by Friday because the van gets picked up on Saturday the 20th. And so anyone who wants to come up and bring aluminum or help crush aluminum to get it in the van, all the volunteers would be appreciated.
Okay, deadline's Friday?
Right, because they have to pick up the van on Saturday.
Right, okay. So if you got aluminum out there, bring it by the Senior Center by end of day on Friday.
And then if they have anyone who wants to stay there and help fill the van, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, they need people to come and help put the aluminum into the van.
All right. Thanks for the call and the information.
Okay, bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Good morning on Open Line.
Hi, I'd like to say happy birthday to Jadelyn Gleason from her cousin Hillary.
Okay. All right. All right. It's just a couple minutes away from noon, and we have no calls, so that's going to do it for Open Line. Wish everybody a happy birthday anniversary out there. It's a little rainy, but try and enjoy the day. It's news coming up next. Have a good afternoon.
Ang nikanu tigis penun, ang nikanu tigis penun, ang nikanu tigis penun, ang nikanu tigis penun.
Time for Open Line is brought to you through a donation from Stelling Enterprises, serving Dillingham for over 30 years with auto repair, gasoline, and tires. Located on Wood River Road at 842-2241.